Chaos and pandemonium at the presidential inauguration yesterday. Hear how crisis was narrowly averted thanks to the heroic Secret Service agent who dove in front of the strong breeze that could have killed President Biden. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. The world is an ugly place, and if you're just figuring that out now, then this must be your first time listening. So welcome. Back with more right after this.
Officially introduce the 46th President of the United States, Joseph R. Biden, Jr.
Mr. President, get down.
Get down. Everyone get down. Secure the president.
Harrowing news out of the nation's capital as we're learning more today about the Secret Service agent who narrowly saved President Biden's life when he heroically dove in front of a strong breeze that easily could have killed Biden. Joining me now is OPR assassination correspondent Marcy Hammond.
Hi, Leslie. Yeah, this is a tough day for America. Thank God there are still some heroes out there willing to put their lives on the line.
Very true. Now, we haven't seen a president's life in danger like this since George W. Bush choked trying to eat some colorful marbles. What can you tell us about the scene that unfolded.
Well, it was chaotic in the moment, with the Secret Service quickly ushering President Biden off the Capitol balcony as the crowd scattered and people desperately searched for the source of the potentially deadly gust of wind. But the man of the moment is Agent Marshall Cole, who dove in front of the breeze just in time to save the president. I managed to speak with him afterwards to get a sense of just how he felt in that moment.
It's just instinct. Protect the president. That's what I've been trained to do for years, so when I saw the leaves rustle and felt the breeze pick up, I didn't even hesitate.
As you were lying on the ground, hair disheveled, chills washing over you, what was running through your head?
I was just worried about the president. I didn't even think to check if I had been hit until he was safe. Thankfully, I was wearing a jacket.
Well, I'm sure all Americans share the thankful feeling that this selfless hero is okay.
Absolutely, Leslie. Agents on the scene tell me the breeze was 10, maybe 15 miles per hour. By putting his own body on the line, this agent undoubtedly saved Biden's life. That kind of wind could have blown the president's head clean off.
Oh, God, please, Marcy, don't talk like that.
I'm sorry, Leslie, but it's the truth. People need to know how close this was. The fact that this gust could have left Biden's brain sprayed across the Capitol stairs is just something people need to reckon with.
Oof, Jesus. Okay, I guess the question we're left with here, Marcy, is how could something like this happen? How did this breeze even get an open shot at the president?
Well, it's a good question. There was a strong security presence, and a perimeter had been set up to stop any insects or high-pitched noises that could have harmed the president. Marshall told me about some of the preparations that were taken.
There were dozens of threats on President Biden's life we needed to be aware of. We had 8 agents in place to protect the president from any uneven surfaces, and there was a slippery puddle on the walkover that easily could have done him in. You just can't account for everything.
But how did the breeze even get this close?
We don't know. It wasn't on our radar, but we are already investigating in hopes of preventing a future disaster. We have evidence that the breeze may have crossed multiple states, possibly from South Carolina, to get here. And there is growing concern that we may have a neo-Confederate breeze on our hands.
Good to know the Secret Service is taking this seriously. How has the president fared in all this?
Well, he's shaken, but in good spirits. President Biden's certainly aware this could all end at any moment, but mostly he has praised the bravery and professionalism of the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
While several agents opened fire on the threatening breeze, he was whisked away to a secure underground bunker with no crosswinds, covered with a nice warm blanket, and served a mug of hot cocoa. Given how chilly it was, they had to be safe.
Well, we here at OPR wish the president well, and of course we'll be on the front line for what are sure to be 100 more near-death incidents to come. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Here at The Topical, we think it's important to take a look at positive things happening in the world and share with you some good news for a change. And if something like that ever happens, we'll be sure to tell you all about it. Until then, here's what else you need to know today. A It wasn't all bad news at yesterday's presidential inauguration. Those who were able to attend the ceremony in person wowed viewers with their fashionable wardrobe choices, especially Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who stunned the crowd as he donned nothing but a 6-foot-tall husk of corn. Vilsack may have just started a new fashion trend with this one, folks. He looked great. And the U.S. is well behind projections of where we should be in COVID vaccine distribution, and today we're learning more information as to why. Top health officials today say they have traced the slow vaccine rollout to being directly caused by sweet old ladies who are holding up the front of the line with their chit-chat. Well, at this rate, we'll all be dead before those chatty old babushkas are finished swapping recipes. They really need to zip it. And finally, it was quite a discovery for a team of archaeologists who today have uncovered an entirely separate team of archaeologists who were all digging up toward them from the other side of the globe. Will be interesting to see what these archaeologists are able to learn from the discovery. Always fascinating to think about what else could be right under our feet. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, then you're about to be put on a watch list, so you better subscribe to the topical while you still can. You can also sign up to become a member of the topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content, including detailed blueprints to the Capitol building. And for just $10 a month, we'll even give you an on-air shout-out during one of our episodes, where we'll thank you by name or something similar that is appropriate for children. Today's shout-out goes to Casey Alexander and Jasper Johnson, as well as to a member of our $25 tier, Alban Rangefeldt. Casey, Jasper, unfortunately, your meager contributions were not enough to get you to the front of the COVID vaccine line, but maybe try upping your pledge amounts and you may have some better luck next month. And Alban, your second dose should be on the way as soon as you make your February pledge, so enjoy. And as for the rest of you, go sign up to become a member of our Patreon now. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with OPR's relationship expert who's going to share some helpful tips on how to reconnect with the loved ones you cut out of your life now that you realize you need help paying rent. Let's just hope they're all still alive. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.